What's up, everybody? It's the after show, but later. It's your boys, D and El Kakui. We are here for episode number 145. If you never heard about us, we're the only Covino and Rich after show. So if you've never heard of Covino and Rich, it's a great time for you to check them out on Patreon, on Fox Sports, on YouTube, on all social media at Covino and Rich. So El Kakui, how's your week been, man? How's everything been going?
Pretty good, man. But I got to start off. I got a bone to pick. I was watching UFC yesterday, and some dude on there is trying to steal my name, so I'm going to attack him Jake Paul style and fuck his ass up for some money.
Oh, you're talking about Tony Ferguson, El Kakui.
Oh, no, I'm El Kakui. He's fucking Tony Ferguson. He's the imposter. So if he wants to fucking get some, he can come get some.
Hey, you want to hear the funny shit about that? I was watching it actually with my family, my sister, my mom, my brother-in-law, my daughter. And my daughter hears El Kakui. And she's expecting your ass to come out and fight Nate Diaz.
It should have been me, bro. Nate Diaz fucked his ass up NorCal style, bro. He gave him a Stockton fucking ass whoop is what he
You know what, though? I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad you caught it. You know why? Doug, I got a bone to pick myself with fucking David Barra, who lives here in the same town as me. And he listens to Covino and Rich and Lonnie Green. Doug, Lonnie 3000 from the forum days. If anybody remembers back in the day,
Lonnie. I remember Lonnie,
right? Cool dude. I feel like we have a lot in common. He's used to work for, I think, the Sacramento Kings, but he's a huge Spurs fan, or vice versa. It's one of the two. But Lonnie's a cool dude. But Doug, these dudes were saying some shit like, oh, Tony Ferguson threw the fight because he didn't want to be the bad guy. And I was like,
that fucker had raccoon eyes.
Exactly. I'm like, Doug, Nate Diaz, his last like fucking 10 fights, he has so much scar tissue that every time he fights, Doug, as soon as the fight starts, motherfucker's bleeding. Looks like a fucking zombie.
Yes.
You know? Yes. And this fight, the fight ended. Dude looked like he just fucking was about to walk out to go fight. And El Kakui, Tony Ferguson, dude had fucking raccoon eyes, had his fucking shin bleeding uncontrollably. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And
he got his ass,
Doug, he did. And you know what? He's a cool dude. I love fucking Tony Ferguson. I mean, he took it like a champ. He didn't fucking bitch about it. He nothing. He just, hey, you know what? No. This dude had his moment. He fucking beat my ass. But Doug, you think you're gonna go in there and get your fucking ass beat on national TV? And Doug, it actually goes back to something that Covino and Rich were saying on Fox Sports a few weekends ago. They were talking about when, you know, Kobe's fucking playing his last game, or fucking this person is leaving. Are people going to go fucking easy on them and shit? And I don't think so, but I go, okay, maybe a little bit, but look at this shit, dog. And fighting, if you're going to get your ass beat, and you, dog, these motherfuckers, these fighters have so much pride. You think they're going to fucking throw it you know, put themselves on the line like that, where they're getting fucked up? What for? Oh, because it's Nate Diaz's last fight of his contract.
No
bullshit.
And not only that, bro. When you're gonna have the balls to think that you know that a sporting event is fixed, right? That's a pretty bold statement. That means that you think you got some backdoor scoop on some highly illegal shit, right? Like, and you have Lonnie 3000 got the inside fucking scoop, right? Hey, did he get the same email for Martha when she sold her stocks or what? I mean, who does he know that makes him think the fight is fixed? Because if I'm going to say I thought a fight was fixed, it's going to be like the dude that fucking Jake Paul knocked out Tyrone Woodley. Like, when it's like a close fight and then one hit separates it, I still don't think you have enough intel to make that argument, but it's a better argument when it's a close fight. When the dude's been getting the fucking shit kicked out of him for 3 or 4 rounds, bro, you just look like an idiot making that statement.
Yeah, no, Doug. I just was like, these motherfuckers. Oh, and then one dude, it was Dave Ibarra that had said it, where he was like, he's like, fucking Tony Ferguson threw the fight because he didn't want to be hated by the Nate Diaz army. I'm like, dog, so you think fucking because Nate Diaz's fans are gonna not like you, dog? Go ahead.
Well, let's examine that statement. Let's just read that statement in slow motion right now. And before we respond, let's just give it like a 2 to 3 second gap to let it sink in. Go ahead, bro. What'd you say?
I was going to say that. Dog,
what did Dave Ibarra say?
Oh, Dave said that that Tony. I'm so sorry, dog. I keep coughing. Tony Ferguson threw the fight because he didn't want to be hated by the Nate Diaz army.
Right now, okay, let's just ponder that for a couple seconds. Does that really sound like a logical fucking statement to you, bro?
No, that sounds like the dumbest shit I've ever heard when it comes to fucking
I don't want your fans to hate me, so I'm going to take an ass whooping on national TV on a UFC fight in this dude's last fight. I'm going to let him fuck me up because I don't want his fans to be mad at me.
Hey, Doug, here's a perfect example, right? You know, you and I fucking lean a little more Covino when it comes to Covino and Rich. Do you think, dog, that we're fucking worried and we're on the lowest level of this fucking example, right? Do you think that we're fucking like, oh man, people that like Rich, they're gonna fucking hate us because Rich does have a lot of people that agree with him. I know that you said back in the day that you were a lot more Rich Davis than Covino. You know, you leaned a lot more that way. And Doug, so to say that, like, oh, you know what? We better kick back on talking about Rich because we don't want his fans to come out or not listen to us. You know, we're a small channel. We're a small podcast. We're trying to gain people. Let's not talk about Rich. That's bullshit, dog.
And if you think about it, the statement you just made would be more likely to be true because we haven't blown up yet.
Yeah.
A Hall of Fame career, bro. I mean, or close to a Hall of Fame career. I guess it's debatable, but he's definitely had a career you can be proud of, except for the fact he needs to go fucking look in the mirror and shame himself because he shouldn't try to steal my fucking name. But he's had a great career.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I just thought, Doug, and you know what? Shout out to fucking Carl Reinhart because I was watching the fights and this dude started texting me. And so, you know, we're talking about the fights and then he was the one who told me, he was like, man, he was like, you know, we were like, damn, that was dope. He told me, he was like, I'd never been a Diaz fan. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I've always liked him. You know, you can barely understand what he says. He's mumbling. He fucking, you know, Tyson, you know, I'm like, but I just love the dude. I love him. And so we're talking about this shit. And then we're like, man, that was a dope way for him to end his career, you know, or at least within the UFC right now, this contract. We're going back and forth. We're bullshitting. And then fucking he tells me, dude, he's like, you got to fucking check out the Carl page and see what these dudes are saying. And I was like, what? And he even told me, Carl Reinhart told me, he was like, dude, I'm not even a Nate Diaz fan. He's like, I am now. He's like, that shit was dope. He was like, I'm a fan of him. You know, I dig it. He was like, but these fucking dudes on the Carl page are saying that, like, they threw the fight and this shit was whack. I was like, dog, Nate Diaz is a fucking G. He's not going to fucking throw or he's not going to allow that shit. Hey, Tony, you think you could fucking throw this fight for me? Or Tony Ferguson is not going to fucking. No.
I got a question about that, bro. They only had like 24 hours to plan the fight. So you can't just throw a fight. If it's going to be realistic and look realistic, it's going to have to look like you knocked them out.
Yeah, no, for sure. It definitely. And I don't know, man. I was just really surprised by some people's take on it. And
I forgot. And, I totally forgot, bro. The Carls know everything. So, fuck, I totally forgot, bro. Carls always know everything.
Yeah, no, and I just, Doug, I don't know. For me, I'm just like, it was a great night of fights overall. I watched from the early prelims to the fucking main card, and I loved it. I thought it was a great night of fights. There was a fucking liver kick by some Mexican chick.
Oh, bro, the first time I ever seen that shit.
Doug, I was watching fucking Joe Rogan said that was the first time he ever seen that shit. And this motherfucker has seen everything.
I'm putting that in my toolbox, bro. If I'm ever losing a fight, I'm
no
right
shit on
underneath the rib, right underneath the rib cage right there, bro.
No, you know, it's funny. I fucking for a minute, I had this thought where I was like, dog, I was like, damn, so that's
she, what
that's,
kind of thought was she? Hispanic? White?
These days I've been more open to. You know, not these days, but I'm saying, you know, in my yeah, whatever. I'm just gonna stop before I get myself in trouble. But thoughts are nice. But no, I was thinking about it. I was like, and I even told Luis, I was like, I had this dumbass thought. I go, like, that shit is dangerous because. And then I go, wait, I had a pause because I'm like, the whole fucking sport is dangerous, you know? But when you see a liver shot like that, you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, dude, I start thinking internal bleedings, fucking, like, yeah, if you puncture like your intestines or your fucking stomach or something, that is one, like, just if you puncture your organs and they start fucking, they start basically poisoning your body from the inside out, right? And so she may look cool, but I was like, this bitch in like 30 minutes. In like 30 minutes, I'm like, she might be fucking dead, you know? Who knows if her liver got punctured and shit.
Yeah, she's pissing blood today. There's no doubt about that, bro.
Yeah, no, it was that was fucking insane. That was so fucking insane. So
it was strategic and tactical, bro. Like, she just fucking whipped that fucking foot up right there. Bow, and that bitch shut down, dude.
Yeah, no, and she shut down from a fucking standing position where she was like, all right, bitch, come on, get up, boom, to where she was on the floor grabbing her fucking side, like crying for mama, you know? This shit was it was fucking insane. Yeah, that's exactly how she sounded. Yeah, it was crazy though, dog. But
that was one of the best fight nights. I mean, I know we've been saying that a lot lately, bro. Shout out UFC for putting some good cards there, and they scrambled to make this one happen.
I think that's why this sport is so fucking crazy, because you know, shit like football, you have fucking, you know, however many people on what, like fucking at least starting and shit. You have like 12 players on the field on each team, right? I'm like, 11. Think about, there's so many, there's 11. All right. I was thinking about the extra dude that wants to just be out there. But Doug, you think about it.
That's the Seattle Seahawks fan base, bro. They're the 12th man, remember?
Yeah, of course.
That's what they call them.
Well, you know what? Think about it. There's 11 people on the field. That's just on the field. There's so many variables, right? When you have a UFC fight night or even boxing, but I mean, fucking UFC, the way like this shit happened where this dude missed weight by 8 fucking pounds. And you're like, now they're like, what the fuck are we going to do? Because the athletic commission won't even fucking allow this shit with him. Right? You know, they won't sanction it. No. So you go, okay, now this is the main fucking event. So now we're going to fucking pull somebody from the co-main. It's like, what the fuck are you going to do? And are you going to fucking not have Nate Diaz fight at all? Now, you know, it's just they're scrambling, dog, for two people. And it's like any, I mean, you see always on prelims, on even the main card where like, hey, Cowboy Cerrone got fucking the flu and shit. And he can't fight tonight or whatever. They cancel fights. But the main fight like that or the co-main, those are like, dog, the biggest fights of the night, obviously, and then to have to scramble and move that shit around for like four people, you know, really two people.
Which brings me to a question, bro.
What's up?
Do you get your money back if you paid for Diaz and that other cat, and then they switched it? You should have the option to get a refund, bro.
You know, I'm not sure when it comes to the pay per view, but I know Dana White said that when it comes to the actual event, if you bought tickets and shit, you do have the option for the refund. But he said that not only did, I mean, and it's Dana White talking it up, okay, you know, but he said that not only did people not get a refund, they actually sold more tickets. And I don't know if they ended up selling out or what, but he said that they actually ended up selling more. I think it was either tickets or pay-per-views or some shit, but when it comes to that shit, I think you should have the option, right?
Well, especially your pay-per-view, bro, because, I mean, I was still totally satisfied. It was great. Everything was cool. But I got the question for you, bro. Diaz was about the size, you know, his size versus wannabe El Cucuy, fake El Cucuy. You know, that's about how much he would have been outsized had he fought that other dude, bro. What do you think would have happened if he fought the original opponent? I'm kind of worried for Nate.
Yeah, you know, when it came to that, I know Hamzat's a fucking beast. I know he's that.
Savage, bro.
So, Doug, so I'm like, I feel he's like
baby nuts.
I feel like it could have gone. I don't know if Hamzat would have knocked him out. Because I don't think Nate Diaz has ever been knocked out. So I don't know if Hamzat would have knocked him out. Nate Diaz has a fucking chin. I know Khamzat can obviously wrestle and fucking, but I'm like, I don't, I feel like it would have been a war. I feel like Khamzat would have came out on top, but it was just so questionable because everybody knows that Nate Diaz in the fourth and fifth rounds, those are his rounds. Fourth and fifth, he's fucking, that's when, you know, he kind of fucking fills you out. Fourth and fifth round, Nate Diaz is fucking, he has the cardio. Dude can go fucking 30 rounds. You know, he don't give a fuck. Khamzat, right. If you look at the Khamzat versus Gilbert Burns fight, fourth and fifth round, Khamzat was fucking looking so gassed out. And he is a bigger dude. He's a bigger dude. So if he would have came into this fight, fucking 8 pounds overweight on weigh-in, plus fucking, you know, 15, 20 pounds of after he puts water and shit back into his system and shit, you're like, okay, now this dude's fucking way bigger. I'm sure he's got cardio, but 5 rounds cardio? I don't know. So it could have been definitely interesting. The thing is that now, dog, I mean, at least for this moment in time, we'll fucking never know. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, for sure. But no, and, it was good fights, man. I was happy with that.
Yeah, man. I fucking I don't know. I dug it. I thought it was, and oh, I was gonna say earlier, I feel like we're turning into Covino because every fucking weekend, you know, or every week, Covino's like, this weekend, there's going to be some good fights. There's going to be some good fights. But really, dog, last weekend, we had Tai Tuivasa and Ciryl Gane. We had fucking this weekend, we had Nate Diaz and Tony Ferguson, or originally Khamzat. I'm like, dog, these are some good-ass fight weekends. So, you know, people could talk shit or whatever, but I don't know, dog.
Well, the thing about Nate, and that's why I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a Nate fan, although I respect the shit out of him because he's a warrior. He is the definition of a warrior. And you know, when I used to street fight, I was kind of like that. Not that I couldn't get beat, but motherfucker, you're gonna have to knock me out because I'm not gonna quit. You know what I mean? And like, and that's why I respect Nate, because you know, if Cody, your buddy Cody, doesn't come hang out with you, and you have to fucking give them their fucking 80 shanks for that fucking show. You know what I mean? For the fight. You know, if Nate's on, it's a war. And there's probably going to be a lot of blood spilled. And he's not going to quit.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's the thing, is that Nate Diaz will be looking like a fucking zombie with blood all over the place, still coming at you. You're fucking giving him your best. You're hitting, you're fucking right on the fucking chin. That will knock anybody out. And dude just keeps coming forward. There ain't no fucking, you know, so.
And then he's making hand movements and saying, come on, pussy, that's all you got.
Flipping you off, dog. You can punch Nate Diaz square in the face while he's fucking drenched in blood, and he'll flip you off. It's crazy.
What about when he was looking sideways and they gave him that sideways fucking leg kick? That shit was dope, dude. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was badass. It was fucking dope, man. I mean, I don't know, man. But aside from the fights, was there anything that stood out to you this week on Covino and Rich?
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit that stood out to me. Fucking, where do you want me to start, bro?
You can start wherever you like, dog. I'll jump in after you. I'll give you my two cents as always, but I want to know what's bothering you? Come on, I hear it.
The main thing, and you know, I'm just gonna go at Rich on this one and kind of leave Covino out of it. But what about the ice cream trucks, bro? Did you hear Rich say he didn't think there was ice cream trucks anymore?
I did, and you know, when he said that, I thought about something the other day. I was behind an ice cream truck
when he said it.
Yeah, no, not when he said it, but I was thinking when he said that, I thought about a couple of days prior to that. I was like, I was just behind an ice cream truck, and I was reading all the fucking little signs, stop for children, hey, you know, fucking fudge pops, hey, I was just sitting there reading all the shit on the back of the fucking ice cream truck. So no, definitely they still exist.
Yeah, and that ice cream truck in my old neighborhood in Fresno says speed up for children and 10 points for each one of those little fuckers.
Doug, I have a question because I want to go on Covino. I want to go at Covino on this one just because I thought what he said was fucking nuts. And he said that schools today don't have air conditioning.
Really?
And he did later specify, he was like, well, Malady School is a little older. But I was like, dog, I'm like, fucking here in Arizona, if you don't have, or at least where I'm at, if you don't have air conditioning in the school, they'll fucking close the school for the day. It's basically like a fucking snow day, but for hot fucking days, you know?
Right.
And the thing was that Melody had brought up, she was like, Dad, because I think Covino was talking about when they were young or some shit. And she was like, you guys got snow days? She was like, why don't we get like heat days or whatever? And Covino said, that's when he said, well, schools today don't have air conditioning. And I was like, maybe fucking where you're at, but Doug, but if they ever, we had days when I was a kid where they would literally be like, hey, the air conditioning's out. Or even at work, Doug, I work for a college. They'll be like, hey, the fucking air conditioning's out. You know, everybody fucking go home. Cause, or, you know, we'll get emails and shit from like facilities saying, hey,
sabotaging that bitch every day, bro.
No, we'll get emails from facilities being like, hey, in this building, if fucking the air conditioning don't come, you know, if we don't get it fixed in the next 30 minutes, everybody just fucking go home. So there's been a few occasions.
I'd pour my soda on the condenser, bro. I'd go pour my soda on the condenser, get all sticky and jam the blades.
I would if I knew where they kept the condensers and shit.
But hey, I want to go back to the ice cream truck shit though, bro. So I don't know. I'm gonna go off for a second. Again, this is entitled Privileged Sherman Oaks Rich Davis saying no ice cream trucks. You know why? Because you fuckers are buying Softies and Ben and Jerry's, bro. The ice cream trucks are not going to crappy good neighborhoods, dude. They stay in the bunk neighborhoods because that's where all the kids are with the change, bro.
And that's where all the kids are playing outside and shit.
Right. When's the last time Rich let Emmy play outside, even in the front yard unattended? And I know she's only four. I know that. But, dude, there's someone – he's not going to let her play outside by herself when she's 9 or 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so with that being said, I got another story. So me and Tip Dog – shout out Tip Dog. I'm going to give you a little behind the velvet soap to us as in our childhood. Yeah. I used to sell weed at like 14, 15, bro. And we would sell weed to the ice cream man in our neighborhood. And he would take us around that little fair-ass orange and white truck. And we'd be smoking weed driving around the neighborhood with the ice cream man, bro. There was two of them. They were buddies. And they had this little fucking ice cream truck. And we would sell them weed, dude.
Doug, you know what I think about? I'm like, when we were 14 and 15, were we like fucking children? Because I feel like... At 15, I was about the size I am right now. Height, weighs, maybe weight, maybe like fucking maybe 20 pounds lighter. But I was a big ass 15-year-old. And like I think about like
might have been a couple inches smaller though.
Doug, I think about like my buddy Chris. He's 6'5". And Doug, when we were 15, he was about the height he is now with the straight up full on mustache and goatee. Or actually at the time, no, he had the mustache and big ass goatee when we were kids. And I go, Doug, I feel like we were like straight up like I've always looked younger, but I feel like we were all like big fucking look like more like adults than like I see kids now. And I'm like, these are like fucking like children. They look like they could be my daughter's fucking friend, you know?
I said, did you relapse like Eminem? I'm hearing a lot of dogs today.
No, you know what? I go, yesterday I was like, hey, you know what? When we record, I forgot. I wanted to be real conscious of the F-bombs and the dogs and this and this. We started recording today and I completely forgot everything. And I just have been just off the cuff, loose, you know? So I'll try and catch those. I'll try to catch the dogs.
Hey, one more question on that fucking ice cream shit.
Yeah.
You have a pond man in the neighborhood? What about an elote man? You got a guy that sells snow cones and elotes in your neighborhood?
No, we don't. But we do have like a gang of like the taco trucks and shit, or even like the hot dog stands. They fuck with all that. So we don't have them necessarily walking through the neighborhood.
No one on bikes?
No one what? No one on bikes?
Bikes and shit. Yeah, they convert these bikes and make them like these free fucking wheel bikes with fucking built-in coolers and buffers to the buckets with the tapatio in the bag to fucking snow cones, bro. They'll make you a snow cone. Like, so that's what I was tripping when he was talking about the ice cream man. Not only do we got the ice cream man, but I live in the east side of, my house is on the east side of Fresno. So, you know, obviously it's a lower class over there. But we not only got the fucking ice cream man still, fucking we got the elote man who rides around on his bike. We got the pond man, and they'll drive around in a van, bro, through the neighborhood. On the fucking horn and shit. They'll blow the fucking...
Yeah, no, I know. You've sent me snaps and shit of the fucking Elote Man recently, within the last like 6 months. So I'm like, that dude is a fucking always out there. So,
well, the thing, so Rich and them got to, I don't know. And those are things that I think that he would truly enjoy if he even knew they existed. But it's situational again. Rich Davis is a price of $600,000-$800,000 house in fucking Sherman Oaks, and there ain't no way in hell the fucking ice cream man's trying to sell $2 fucking. Fucking superstar fudges over there, fucking Flintstone push pops. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's why you don't see the ice cream man. But again, Rich Davis, that does not mean it doesn't exist. Just not in your world.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And I kind of feel like that there's a lot of things that he says like that where, yeah, people don't do this anymore. And there's been a lot of times, yeah, where I'm like, no, Doug, like I fuck, or not Doug, but I'm like, no, man. I've seen that, I've heard that, like, or I've done that recently. And so I don't know, Doug, man, Doug, dude, sir, buddy.
Into his own bullshit. That fucking, he thinks nothing else exists. And it's like, dude, take your fucking thumb out your butt, wipe it off, use some soft soap, and regroup, because not everything's the way that you think it is all the time.
Well, think about it. Even when he talks about like the fucking the Bad Bunnies of the world, right? Or the fucking like who else, like soccer, right? Or fuck it, like he'll say shit like this isn't big, and I'm like, dog, in your world. But honestly, when it comes to the entire world, these motherfuckers, soccer, dog, is one of the biggest fucking sports.
It's the biggest sport.
or worldwide,
global.
And he'll be like, oh, well, soccer's not that big. In the home of Rich Davis, you know?
He fails to read the room, bro. He doesn't realize that he's a middle-aged white guy with two young children, married, works for a fucking, you know, corporate America, right? And fucking makes a good, hefty fucking salary. He does not – he's not an idiot. He's college-educated. He obviously lacks a lot of common sense. I mean, why else would you have those Alan Thicke fucking side poops? But he's smarter than he makes himself appear to be, because he so many times makes these stupid statements because he's wrapped up in his own bullshit and cannot take a step back and look at the picture as if he wasn't part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, 100%.
100%.
What else besides the ice cream man?
Hey, would I be wrong if I started an OnlyFeets?
And only fees?
No, Feet Finder, bro. There are people making money on Feet Finder, bro.
Hey, you know what? Fucking do it. Do it.
I just gotta pay. I already fucking created an account.
Hey, just go ahead and do it and fucking start showing those fucking patas and bringing some money. We could fucking.
I'm just saying, bro. You know what? If they want to pay me to look at my feeds, they can have fun.
Hey. Hey, you could do, Doug, like selfies and shit, like when you go on vacation and shit, when you go on your cruise, right? I'm sure you're gonna you're gonna be sporting some flip-flops and shit. Take a picture, hey, you know, right here with my fucking modelo and my feet. Go ahead, have at it. All the gay dudes.
I got the fucking it's another fucking sand on my feet. No Daniel Javier needed.
Oh fuck. Hey, whatever, multiple streams of income, right? I think Steve Harvey said that to the boys years ago. Multiple streams of income.
Make money while you sleep. Yeah. I got another one. Spot does have a little sports knowledge.
Why?
Because he called it a while back saying Tom Brady and Giselle. Remember that fucking, that Giselle was fucking going to be pissed if Brady went back? And then Spot came out and he just said it straight up, bro. I think Tom Brady hates his family.
Yeah. No, Doug, and Spot cracks me up because he's already not like the biggest sports fan. And then he'll make statements like that, Doug, and he'll say shit like that on Fox Sports. Or I'm like, oh shit, Doug. Like, and you know what's crazy is that I've looked at the at comments, like the at mentions on Twitter and shit for Covino and Rich and shit. Doug, the sports fans that listen to the show that only listen to Covino and Rich, or say they have Fox Sports Radio on their shit or whatever, and Covino and Rich happen to come on. Doug, the fucking people that listen to that shit, and I listen to it, so I'm just saying the majority of fucking the non Caveman on Rich fans that listen, they're pieces of shit. All they do is talk shit. All they do is talk shit. Where I'm like, Doug, if you're fucking listening and you can't stand them, change the fucking channel, right? When they're on terrestrial radio. So why are you going to sit there and be like, you know what? I hate these dudes so much. I'm going to go find them on social media and talk shit to them. Why not just change the fucking station? But they're so they have to come over here and talk shit to them.
It's not even a lot of effort. You can just go from channel 83 down to 81 or 80 if that's your deal.
Yeah, no, but fucking these people, it's so weird. I can't think of anything that I've been so worked up on. Like earlier, dog, I was on Facebook and I saw a friend of mine.
They still have that shit?
Yeah, dog. I logged in and I had to recover my password and
Did you put on a dinosaur costume like they did on this fool before you went on or what?
Yeah. I was doing Austin Powers lines.
Baby, what, you don't think it's funny?
But Doug, I fucking saw a friend of mine post something political, right? And this dude is
that's why I got off that shit.
Yeah, and I was like, I read it and I was like, this motherfucker, like for real. I was like, and I kept scrolling. But I'm like, Doug, I'm not even gonna sit there and debate with this motherfucker and be like, Doug, like, why do you swing from this dude's nuts?
I'm not even gonna engage with someone that has the potential to piss me off. Life is too short. I value every breath, I value every day. And I'm just done with I'm done with fucking idiots, dude. I'm just done with them. I'm not even gonna, I hate to say it, bro, but for the first time in my life, I actually feel like something's not worth my time. And I'm not engaging in no political bullshit because politics and the shit that they let us know is the worst arguments to have. Because in my opinion, only ignorant people do that because you're arguing about only what they let you know. You don't even know the truth. So you're arguing about what they've told you. And
yeah,
it's ignorant, bro. It truly is ignorant. And it is probably so far from the truth. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. And I just like, and if that's even a friend of mine, and I'm just going to scroll by, can you imagine listening to the radio? You're driving in your car, you're on your way to fucking Tulsa, Oklahoma, or fucking one of these places in fucking bumfuck fucking America.
I pity the fool if you're going to Tulsa.
And so you're driving and you hear Caveman on Rich on, and you're like, all right, so who are these guys? Caveman? Is that C-A-V? How do you spell Caveman? And then you fucking have to go find these motherfuckers online and then jump on their shit, tweet them, Facebook them, whatever the fuck, snap them, whatever the fuck people are doing, TikTok them. I'm like, dog, like for real? That's how fucking much they bother you? If anybody listening just searches their at mentions on Twitter, it's fucking a gang of people. You see one or two fucking people being like somewhat fucking, hey, you know what, great point or whatever, like, you know, engaging when, oh, and I'm talking only when it comes to the Fox Sports shit. If it's their Patreon or it's fucking people talking to Caveman on Turbo or fucking Rich on Pop 2K, people are always like somewhat courteous, right? You have a couple of dickheads in the fucking mix, but if you just look at their like at mentions during the Fox Sports radio time, like on Sundays, you look at in the evening, fuck, dog, all it is boom, boom, boom. You guys fucking suck. I fucking hate you guys. Hey, get somebody on here who knows shit about sports. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And I'm like, dog, fucking people kick the fuck back.
Well, I got a couple reasons for that. Number one, they shouldn't be getting mad because Caveman's been telling people, I mean, at least that I can back him up for at least 15 years. And he tells you straight out. He doesn't say it as much anymore. But you're entitled to your wrong, shitty opinion. You know what I mean? Everyone's entitled to their wrong opinion, straight out. And I think my other point is like, even though I think Spot was totally on with this Tom Brady take, absolutely. Tom Brady loves football more than his family because every year, bro, it's about how much is Giselle going to put up with and is she willing to let him come back? So it has been no secret the last 5 years she wants Tom to be done and watch their kids grow up. and he refuses. So I think that's kind of a harsh statement, but I can't say it's not entirely accurate, because if you're at risk of losing your family, if you have a choice, right, and if you choose A, you could lose your family and you still choose A, that means that, I mean, it's at least equally important, or it wouldn't even be a consideration.
Yeah.
And so, but I think that Spot just doesn't have sports guy energy, because he's not a sports guy. So he sounds like someone that doesn't really know a lot about sports making that statement. So maybe if Colin Cowherd made that statement, it might have a different effect on the listening audience. But regardless, Spot's 100% right, in my opinion. And I am a sports dude. I've been reading the fucking sports section since I was 8. So anyone wants to challenge my fucking sports opinion, fuck you. You can get in line after Ferguson, and I'll fuck your ass up next.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, because I just feel like when Spot says something like that, it cracks me up, because it's true, right? In a way, you're like, fuck, this dude must fucking love – he must not necessarily hate his family, but – he loves fucking football that much. And you think about it, dog, you're not going to become the fucking, you're not going to become arguably the greatest football player of all fucking time.
Oh, there's no arguably. You know,
people are going to fucking argue, but you cannot become that guy if you kind of like football, right?
He's got more Super Bowls than anybody, and he's won more than anybody. What the fuck is there to argue?
People will fucking argue with you. Donnie Pompadour.
And I can't stand that.
Donnie fucking Pompadour on the Covino and Rich, you know, fucking everybody knows Donnie. Donnie will argue with you all fucking day. He fucking hates Tom Brady.
Hey, then he's going to be, you know what? Then I'm going to refer to him from here on out as Donnie Pompadour.
I agree. Right?
Because he shouldn't argue, bro. Tom Brady, I'm a Raider fan. His first fucking championship came at the expense of Charles Woodson in a legitimate fumble. If anyone doesn't like that motherfucker, it's me. But don't insult your own intelligence. Don't sound ignorant in front of an audience. He's got fucking 7 championships, bro.
No, and look at, and the thing is though, Doug, like I said, you're not gonna have 7 championships. You're not gonna, no. Doug, I don't even think you'll have fucking 3 championships, 4, 5 championships, Doug. But to have that many, you're gonna be weirdly obsessed with the game, right? You're going to be weirdly fucking obsessed. You're not going to get that fucking dope. And Doug, and now that you're at 7, you're like, if you think he's going to be like, hey, this was fun, see you later, I've done it.
He's
later.
Addicted.
Doug, this is going to, exactly, he's going to do it for as long as he fucking can.
That's
and
his drug.
He's saying right now, okay, maybe another, all right, fuck it. You guys twisted my leg, you know, fucking, I'll do another season.
But you know what he's doing as he's getting older? Like, the backlash that he took, if everybody wants to just go to their VCR and hit the rewind button, you know, back a couple of years, if you listen to what he said at like 37, 38, he would say, I think I got 5 more, 7 more years. And people are like, oh, well, Tom Brady's going to play until he's 45. Well, now that we're here and he's fucking 45, he can't do that anymore, because he's at an age that no one really plays football at anymore. So he just teases the 1 or 2 years at a time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He can't tell you that he's going to play 5 more years now. He can only, like, tease the next season.
And you know what, though? Him teasing the next season, say next season he plays. You know what? One thing that is always fucking advancing is technology, right? Recovery's better. You know, yeah, yes. He's going to get older. Yeah, it's going to be easier for him to get banged up and shit. But you know what? Recovery is going to be better.
They're especially
gonna
have- if Giselle loses him, he's going to get banged up all right.
Of course. He's going to be the fucking Leo DiCaprio of the fucking NFL.
But I got a prediction.
With what's that up?
Said real quick, I got a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets his family back and Giselle doesn't leave him, he retires. If they split, he comes back next year. Kukui said it first.
I feel like he's coming back regardless. I feel like he's coming back regardless next year.
Regardless. You might be right. Let's see. We'll let it play out.
So we'll fucking see. We'll see. We'll remember episode number 145. We had these predictions.
Yep. And then we'll see these nuts later.
Did you happen to catch the segment, How High Was Rich?
No, I did not, but I am curious as shit. Please,
Doug,
please fill me in.
Spot was like, Rich was like, hey, Spot, I was fucking, I had some gummies last night or some shit. And he was like, and I sent you some videos. Spot opens up his phone and he's like, what the fuck? You sent 20 fucking videos? He had a fucking Carl Reinhart moment. where he fucking sent 20 fucking videos. So what they did was they went through.
Is the Carl Reinhart moment when you've got so many inboxes you think that one of your TikToks could have went viral, but it's Carl Reinhart? Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, something like that happens. Yeah, but
shout out Carl Reinhart, we love you, bro.
But so Spot opens his phone. And he's like, "What the fuck?" So, dog, they played these clips that Rich watched. You know, these videos on TikTok or whatever that he thought were fucking funny. And it was like, was Rich high or how high was Rich? That was the game. Doug, this motherfucker must have been fucking stoned out of his fucking mind, because they played about 7 or 8 videos and one of them was pretty funny. That was it. Well, one of them. And so can you imagine the other 19 were probably shit too?
Right. I got a new game. Rich is going to have to fucking step up one of these days and send us a little more than hearts. I got a new game. How high can I get Rich? I got a jar of Nano at home. I'd love to come make him some gummies and see how high I can get him.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder. I don't know, man. Maybe at one of the conventions. One of the conventions we go to, maybe it's in Vegas or something. Dog, you have to. You have to, especially if it's in like Vegas or something close, you know, where we're not going to have to fly across country to fucking go get Rich high.
I don't care about that. So for sure. I want to do that. I want to, Rich Davis, if this is the one show you chose to finally listen to, I want to get high with you, Rich. I want to eat some gummies. I want to smoke some trees. I want to hang out with High Rich. I bet High Rich is hella fun.
Somebody mentioned that this week. They said something along the lines of High Rich is probably the funnest dude to be around. And I think so, you know?
Go munching on fucking all kind of shit. That's when he can take me to fucking Taylor Ham, bro. We can get all stoned and go eat Taylor Ham.
Of course. I think that'll be dope.
Bagel. It's SPK Bagels, bro. We'll go get the bagel. Or no, SPK's on the Taylor Ham. We'll
the A&S.
A&S Bagel.
They say A&S Bagels, remember?
Yeah, I'm not going to know A&S Bagel, but A&S, yeah, I'm down.
Hey, you know what? Doug, I could not agree more with Rich on Thursday show. Where they were like, breaking news, fucking Queen Elizabeth died. And fucking, I'm like, yeah, I know it's a big deal worldwide, but do you really give a fuck, right? And I fucking messaged on the little in-show shit where I was like, Rich, I admire your fucking honesty, because he was like, I don't give a fuck. He's like, do you want me to sit here and lie? Because of course, Spotty McSpotterton jumps in and he's like, oh, you know, fucking the first time, you know, we're going to have a king and this and this and this and blah, 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 and all this crazy shit. I'm like, dog, or Spot, you don't give a fuck. Stop acting like you give a fuck.
We don't have a king. We got some fucking soulless body fucking giving our fucking announcements, bro. He ain't even there and shit. He's shaking hands with the air. We don't have a king, bro. We don't have a king over here. We're not from England. Zayd is the first time they're going to have a king.
Yeah, exactly. Where you're like, we're not gonna have shit. We still have fucking a half dead president, right? Like
not only that, bro. Besides the Canada Prime Minister Trudeau or whatever his name is, and there's only besides like the China, I don't even Lee or whatever his fucking name is, and fucking China virus and Putin. Like, how many world leaders can you actually really name?
Yeah, I could probably name.
I can get out more than five, I'd be impressed. So why do I give a fuck?
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's more funny.
You know what I'm more interested in?
What's up?
Since there was one of the people in the royal family with all that Harry and Meghan shit.
Yeah.
Now that the queen's not there, I'm more interested to see how that shit's gonna turn out, bro. And the fucking not if Charles is a good king, or I want to see how they treat Harry and Meghan.
Prince Harry and Meghan. Man,
a little Archie Bunker.
Do you think they're gonna finally allow her fucking back in the family and shit now that the queen's dead? Because they're like, oh, she was a little bit racist, so now let's get the sister in here.
She's a slut.
Oh man,
gotta go, Beavis. Is that Beavis or Butthead that says it like that?
That's Beavis, which I always confused for years when I was a kid. I always thought Butthead was the blonde one because he was fucking ridiculous, right? You like my catch? Since he was ridiculous, you go, he has to be Butthead. Because Beavis doesn't sound like that wacky, right? Beavis sounds more tamed. So like in the name, you hear the name Beavis. When you hear Butthead, you think of somebody stupid and I am TP for my bunghole. I am Cornholio, right? You think of somebody crazy like that when you hear the word Butthead. So you don't picture Butthead to be the more subdued one.
When I think of Butthead, I think of a gramp stamp right on his forehead.
A gramp stamp? What the fuck is a gramp stamp?
It's that patch of hair you get that turns gray right above your fucking tramp stamp. Instead of a tramp stamp, it's a gramp stamp, bro.
Oh, man. All right.
I have that from Covino.
I have a controversial question.
Okay. I got a controversial answer.
All right. So if you have, I'm not saying in a homosexual relationship that there's a guy and a girl, right? However, I have a question. If hypothetically there was a homosexual relationship and somebody was more the guy and somebody was more the girl for us cavemen people.
Isn't that how it always happens though?
I mean, that's where I'm kind of thinking, but I don't know. Okay. I haven't been a homosexual in this lifetime, so I don't know. But what I'm thinking is, okay, say you have, and this came because Covino and Rich were, I think it was Rich that was talking about,
no.
They were talking about Spot's trip to Bora Bora, and there was a gay couple that became like friends with Spot and Kristen because they were American. So they started talking about the gay couple or whatever. So I started thinking, because I think they said one of them was significantly more attractive than the other one. So what I'm thinking, dog, say there's like a frumpy, chubby gay dude, and he's with a buff ass dude that has fucking a 12 pack of abs, right? So in that relationship, I'm thinking who would be the more manly one? The dude that's into himself, and you know, because he's all about fitness and shit, and you know, likes to lift weights and you know, oorah or whatever the fuck he's gonna say or whatever the fuck. And then, or is it the dude that doesn't give a fuck because he is fucking manly and fuck you, and I don't give a fuck about that shit. You know, I'm drinking beer and I'm a fucking like, so I think about it. I'm like, I feel like I know it really depends on the person, and I know all that bullshit. Okay, let's all that aside. All right, let's get all your woke PC shit on the side. However, and you know, for the most part, who would be the more manlier one, you think? Do you think the buff dude or the neither, frumpy dude?
Neither, because they both play with penis, bro.
All right. There's the controversial answer. I mean, they both, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I think that with chicks, you see that. Like, there was this girl that I grew up with, and she always looked like a dude. So I guarantee in any relationship she was ever in, she had the strap on guaranteed.
You know what though? I'll give you an example. Same with me. I grew up with a girl who, very, you know, tomboyish, very fucking whatever. You know, from the time we were kids.
Did she swim with her shirt off in the pool till sixth or seventh grade?
Fuck it, all the way up until like we were in high school, she still did. So
okay, cool.
So. This actually, yeah, I'm not going to say anything to give anything away about who it is, because anybody, you know, may be listening that I know. But what I'm going to say is she was always like, you know, a hardcore tomboy and shit. And, you know, she married She married a chick who is way more girly, like super girly, like fucking if you just met this other chick. Right off the bat, you would be like, you wouldn't even know this chick was a lesbian.
Okay.
But in their relationship, I feel like the chick that's like all into, you know, like real girly is kind of the one like bossing around. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, and the girl that I grew up with is way more timid. So it's crazy.
Manly or bitchy?
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's a lot of loud mouth bitchy broads out there, and I don't mean they're manly.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I was married to one, bro.
You were married to a manly chick, or what'd you say?
No, she was hot as shit, but she was loud mouthed and she was bitchy, bro, and fucking no one liked her.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody's been there, you know, at least once in their life, whether you made that your lifetime, you know, partner or not. But
I cut bait, bro. I had to cut bait. I cut bait the day after Father's Day, bro. I said, I'm over this shit. I cut bait the day after Father's Day, packed up a U-Haul and drove 700 miles to get the fuck away from that crazy
Holy
bitch.
Holy shit, dog. That's going fucking hard.
Took the kid, the dog, and the cat, and I was out, bro.
Oh, my God. That's crazy, dog. You fucking, that's some fucking, you know what? I'm done with this shit. God, literally grabbed all your shit and drove 700 miles away. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Seen her again, and had a blocker on my phone. Brian, never seen her again, and I blocked her on my phone.
That is crazy.
So that's my point, though. So, and at least at that point, she wasn't gay. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that a lot of times that's not determined by who's more manly or who's. It's more of who's more in control of their relationship. And I don't know if that's defined by feminine or masculinity. You know what I'm saying? Because I think sometimes in relationships, you have one of the two that wants it more than the other one, so they tolerate shit maybe they shouldn't.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you. No, I feel you 100%. And I do. I think I'll leave it at that. Do you have any more Covino on Rich shit, or do you want me to jump on something else I have?
I got like three things, but I'll start with one. Covino's rocking his gold chain. He said gold is back, and I don't know, that's news to me because I've been rocking my same gold chain since fucking 1993. But
yeah,
gold is back. And what you think, you rock any gold or what do you think? Is gold back?
You know what, I don't want to say gold is back, but I don't want to say gold ever left. I feel like gold's kind of
on the body
been, I feel like it's always kind of been I know, like, there was some, like, white gold for a while, and even silver made a little bit of a fucking, you know, made of, the rose gold.
Platinum.
But I feel like gold's classic. I feel like you could never go wrong with a gold chain, no matter what year it was. If I had a buddy in 2007 rocking a gold chain, you know, or in 97, or even in 2017, I feel like it would always be fucking kind of elegant, you know, a little piece to fucking kind of flex or fucking, you know, just whatever. I don't think it's ever kind of gone away. But if people are saying gold's back, like fucking, like chicks are all for it, I don't know. Then maybe it's back. I'm not a jewelry person, dog. I have my watch, and then I have a couple bracelets I usually wear that my fucking daughter made me. So I'm not the person to be talking to about jewelry.
And with the Paisas, I mean, it's never left. The Badio, it's never left. Italianos, it's never left. You know what I mean? Like, maybe rich white America might have quit wearing it there for a little bit. I feel like with rich white America, jewelry almost went out altogether for a little bit. You know what I mean? It was almost all about the watch.
Doug, I have a question. This is completely off topic, but I just have a quick question. Have you ever gone through, I was talking to a buddy of mine who he was like, oh, I went through a crazy ass phase. Have you ever gone through a poker phase where, like, you were fucking, like, it was your shit?
No.
Because, dog, I think I mentioned the last show or the show before that I had gone to a poker night with some friends, you know, and whatever. And, dog, I'm getting so fucking into poker. It's crazy. I'm, like, looking at charts and shit and, you know, trying to see what, you know, pre-flop hands are good versus which ones and the percentages and memorizing this and watching people play poker on fucking YouTube and shit. And dog, I'm fucking going balls deep, and I love to gamble. I guess that's one of the reasons. Well, I was talking to my buddy and he was saying that years ago, him and one of his exes.
Buddy, buddy.
What?
Buddy, buddy.
Now, one of my homies had told me that him and his girl back in the day, this is like fucking four girls a girl ago, but he said that they used to like literally
good for him.
Huh?
Good for him, bro.
Yeah. And he said that, and honestly, I feel like they have progressively got hotter. So good for him. And
yeah,
so he had said that they used to, him and his ex used to sit and like literally be online playing poker, fucking like they were all balls deep into it. But it just, for me, dog, I'm so fucking like right now getting so into it that I'm even starting to watch movies and shit on poker. So the other day I watched a movie. Have you ever seen a movie from the 90s? It was 1998 called Rounders.
But I think you got an addictive personality, bro.
I do. We actually, me and my buddy were talking about that recently, where we were talking about, what were we talking about? Hey, I turned fucking $7 on the UFC into fucking $78. So
that's nice.
Hey, that was nice, right? But
maybe you can take the families to Denny's with the fucking price increases.
I can now. I can get them 2 double cheeseburgers. But
mac and cheese with nuggets. Let's not stray too far, bro.
No, but it was crazy because I was just thinking. I watched this movie Rounders. Dog, this movie is so fucking dope. It's got Matt Damon, John Turturro, fucking some other people I never heard. Oh, Ed Norton's in it. It's a dope ass movie. I'd never heard of it, never seen it, never nothing, whatever. And my buddy Luis, you know,
because I like poker, now I watch that movie.
Now I watch poker movies. So yeah, no, definitely an addictive personality.
So let me ask you this, bro. Since you started being involved and engaging in research and poker, do you have a Lady Gaga poker face on repeat?
Yeah, actually, I have one AirPod that I keep in at all times, and if you just take it and put it in your ear, all you hear is my poker face, poker face, poker face, poker face. Just that little thing is on loop.
I think if I lived in Vegas, I had a blackjack thing. When I lived in Coos Bay, bro, they had this little casino in town, and it wasn't like, you know, like a lot of Indian casinos are like on the outskirts of town where they take like 20, 30 minutes to get there.
I mean, in different cities, yeah, but not in mine.
Doug, well, there's this one, it wasn't like that either.
There's this it one is like literally 3 minutes from my house.
Yeah, that's how it was over here too. It was like 5 minutes from my house. And so I got involved with the blackjack because I think on Sundays and like Wednesday nights, they had like a blackjack tournament, where it was only like a $20 buy-in, and then you could buy in one more time for $20, but the pot was like $500. So I got into that. There was like a 6-8 month period where I was hitting those fucking tournaments every twice a week.
Oh, really?
Oh, hell yeah. Because you can't really lose a lot of money. I mean, what am I looking at? I might spend $40 in 3 hours, but I could win $500. Like, I like those odds.
Yeah, no shit. And I, you know what, Doug, I have such a fucking an addictive personality when it comes to shit like that. I almost got into blackjack. I kind of started to get into it for a little bit, but then I just fell off. I think that was around the time that I started playing dominoes with my buddy and his dad. And then I was like, I got fucking balls deep into that shit. And now, I mean, I'm pretty fucking good at that. So I'm like, hey, what's next? You know what I'm saying? So now I'm on fucking poker's balls.
Well, my pops wasn't black, but his name was Jack. And so me and Sammy, we'll be hitting a blackjack tournament on the boat. We're going on a cruise out of Long Beach October 14th, and the Carnival Cruise has blackjack tournaments. So we will definitely be shit-faced involved in that one, being loud and obnoxious, and hopefully they don't throw me out the casino.
You know, it's funny. Like, you know how on blackjack where you're kind of playing – the table is kind of playing, like, with each other, right? You're kind of – yeah, if you fuck up – You fuck up the next dude's fucking shit, right? Well, when I was watching that movie Rounders,
you can set up the next. You start splitting face cards and fucking and doing stupid shit. Yeah, they get pissed at the blackjack tournament. For sure. I mean, at the table, you can piss people off quick.
No, well, I was watching that movie Rounders, and they're sitting at the table, right? And they're all fucking G's when it comes to poker. Well, they have these two dudes that come and sit at the table that are in like a suit, like maybe they just came from a conference or something. And it's so funny because Matt Damon's like, these motherfuckers don't even know what they're coming into. He's like, we're not playing against them. He's like, but we're definitely like everybody that's the G's of the table. They're not. He's like, we're not fucking playing like together. He's like, but we're definitely not playing like not against them or whatever the fuck he says, you know? And I'm like, it's fucking true. Like you see these dudes, you're like, oh, all of us can easily take these motherfuckers' money, you know? And it kind of goes without saying.
But you just gotta hope that they don't hit bunk cards, because then it'll fuck up your shit, you know, because there's only so many cards in the deck. And that's the one thing that, you know, a blackjack is that you get people doing stupid shit, it fucks up, you know, especially if it's right before your turn. and they take all the small cards. You know what I mean? They keep hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. And, you know, you're sitting there on a 16 wondering if you should hit or not. And this fucker just pulled a 6, an 8, a 3, and a 2. You're like, fuck, man, I can't hit now.
Yeah. No, and see, that's, honestly, I think that was one of the things that really deterred me from blackjack, because poker's somewhat like that. But at the same time, I feel like blackjack is straight up, since everything's out on the table. You could have a fucking a shitty hand and fucking play it and raise or whatever and then fold. Nobody will ever see your fucking hand. In blackjack, right. That shit is out for the whole fucking public, you know?
But it don't matter, though, because, like, if the table dealer's got to hit a soft 16 or a soft 17, there's certain things they have to do. You don't have to hit the 16. So what I like to do is I like to sit next to the fucking, but be the last person to get cards, sit right next to the dealer. You know, they go around the table and then the last guy, then the dealer goes.
Yeah.
Because that way you can play off the little card, big card theory. You know what I'm saying? Because the dealer got to hit next. So same with my theory. If say I'm sitting on fucking 13 and the dealer's on a 16 and I know they got to hit, and I hit one card, two card, get a couple small cards. Well, you know that the odds are they're going to get a big card next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's another strategy, is if you're playing right next to the dealer, you can take all the little cards or try to take the cards that, you know, they need if they have to hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, but anyway, we love gambling.
I like blackjack, bro. I'm going to Vegas. Actually, I'll be in Vegas next week, and I'll be at the Raider home opener with Tip Diggity Dog.
I thought they were playing today.
A home opener. They're playing
Okay. Yeah, not season opener.
Let me rephrase that. Thank you, NFL, because the L.A. football stadium is like a home game for the Raiders, too. So if you guys happen to turn the game on at 1:30, I'm sure you'll see way more silver and black in those stands than you do those punk-ass Charger fans. However, our home Vegas opener is next weekend, even though if this weekend is our unofficial. You know what this weekend is, bro? D, you know what it is?
What?
It's like the after show, but later. You know, we're not the Covino or Rich show. We're not. But we're like them in a lot of ways. We're the unofficial after show of the Covino Rich. Well, that's our unofficial home stadium for the Raiders is SoFi.
All right. I feel you 100%.
So, I'll be in Vegas. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to get a little poker or I'm not a poker guy, though, bro. I don't know. I don't like sitting at the table. I don't like the people really that play poker. They all feel remind me of scumbags.
They do. I think that's why I love them.
They do. They're just filthy fucking animals.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, Doug. I've been
too much
around.
Smoke.
I've been around a lot too of scumbags much. In my life. I don't know. Maybe it just makes me feel at home.
You know what, though? But it, in my personal life, I get to choose my scumbags.
You're right. You know what I mean? You're right. You're not just thrown like with a whole bunch of them.
I don't like the random fucking scumbags at the fucking. At the Harrah's table in Vegas, you know, then they're smoking their bullshit. Like, if I could smoke my weed at the table, it wouldn't be so bad.
That would be pretty dope, huh? If you could just smoke, like, you see somebody with a fat ass cigar and you're just smoking a blunt, that would be kind of cool.
Fair, right?
Yeah.
So guess who made an appearance? They came back to life a little bit, but I feel so bad for them.
Who?
All right, guys. I got my NFL predictions. Bro, he predicted on the Bills and the Rams game, and he was so fucking far off. So I think I have a theory, whether it's true or not. I think his horrible NFL predictions is what sent my 525 into hiding, bro.
You know what, though? Doug, I just have a bajillion-dollar idea.
What's that?
Look every week at Mike 525's predictions. And bet the opposite. Exactly.
It was off. He said the Rams were going to beat the Bills, and they lost by like 21. And then he tried to make excuses because then he'll come out, all right, guys, so I was wrong, and the Rams didn't beat the Bills. Oh, guys, I don't know. And he starts to – I feel so bad for him because I like my 525 so much. But he was so off on that game, and you could just hear it in his voice in the follow-up video. I was like, man, is that why he disappeared?
You know what? When it came to that game, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. So you know what I did? Because I do love to gamble like we're talking about, right? Well, I was on FanDuel because I like FanDuel because it has way more fucking bets than DraftKings. But DraftKings just looks so much cooler on the app. But anyway, besides the point, I got a billion dollar question.
Ask me about my fucking idea.
All right. So I go, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen on this game. It's a Thursday night fucking season opener. All right, cool. Let's watch this shit. And I go, wait, but I don't really know what the fuck's going to happen. So you know what I did? I put money on Cooper Kupp scoring a touchdown at any point in the game. And right, so there was my, that was a fucking safe ass bet. And it was only like minus like 150 or some shit. It wasn't even like that crazy. So I was like, fuck yeah, Doug. So then there I am watching the, as soon as Cooper Kupp gets his shit, then I don't even have to watch the rest of the game if I don't want to, you know? It's up to me at that point. But what's your $1 million question or shit you were saying?
I think we should just create a site called Only FanDuel.
Only FanDuel.
You just gamble naked, bro, with some other chicks.
You gamble naked, fuck. You know what? I think, dog, on that fucking note, we're going to have to wrap this shit up. I think we're ready about where we like to have it.
Sponsored by Trojan.
Sponsored by, yeah, let's wrap it up. Sponsored by Trojan. Al Kakui, you have anything to say before we fucking wrap this bad boy up and bring in the homie that we like to bring in?
Fake Al Kakui, Ferguson, I'm coming for you, motherfucker. I want my name.
We'll see you guys episode number 145. We'll see you in episode number 146 next weekend. So we hope you guys have a good week. After show, but later. Your boys, D, Al Kakui. Find us on social media at After Show BL. See you guys. Baseline Trey, take us out, homie. Let's go. On the road to the riches, cause it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens. And come and spend a day in the 757.